This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
And now, your daily dose of debate, breaking news, and uncensored views. This is the Michael Medved Show.
And another great day in this greatest nation on God's green earth. Is it true that the whole lockdown program that we have gone through is a disastrous mistake? We will get to that. And is it true that basically the police are the wrong folks to deal with the homeless crisis? Most police officers would say, yeah, that's true. We don't want to deal with that. Of course they don't. But who should and how? There's some perspective on that from New York City. But there is also, as I mentioned, what appears to be an emerging consensus about the direction we need to move with some federal reforms regarding police departments. And one of the things that has come out with this whole crisis about policing is that departments are different. And some have moved further and more effectively in when it comes to use of force than others. But the Senate of the United States is now moving on this. Dick Durbin, the senator from Illinois, was basically talking about Tim Scott's reform, his Justice Act, and dismissing it. Is that a nice way to treat the only black Republican in the U.S. Senate? Here is Senator Durbin of Illinois, of course, who represents Chicago, which has not exactly been a prime example of effective policing, not recently. Here is Dick Durbin.
400 years, that's how long slavery has, it's been since slavery came to our shores. And the racism that followed from it, was part of it, is still very much alive in America and seen in video after video. And these younger people are telling us once and for all, change it, grown-ups. You're supposed to be in charge. You're supposed to have the authority. So what we say on the Democratic side is we cannot waste this historic moment, this singular opportunity. Let's not do something that is a token, half-hearted approach. Excuse me. Let's focus instead on making a change that will make a difference in the future of America.
Okay. First of all, the use of the term token is ill-considered. And Tim Scott, who was the author of the bill that Senator Durbin was criticizing, has responded, and his only response earlier today was he said, y'all still wearing that kente cloth, are you? Talking about the Democrats humiliatingly wearing African kente cloth together, like prayer shawls, and all kneeling in the Capitol building. But he also spoke more positively about his own reform and talked about the Justice Act and bringing together the police with the communities they serve. Listen.
Let me start by simply saying that too often we're having a discussion in this nation about, are you supporting the law enforcement community or are you supporting communities of color? This is a false binary choice. The answer to the question of which side do you support, it's I support America. And if you support America, you support restoring the confidence that communities of color have in institutions of authority. If you support America, that means you know that the overwhelming number of officers in this nation want to do their job, go home to their family. It is not a binary choice. This legislation encompasses that spirit.
Okay, and I think he's right, and it's why that legislation deserves to pass with overwhelming margins. It almost certainly will pass in the United States Senate because I believe virtually every Republican is going to support, and that's 52 votes right there. There'll also be some support from Democrats. He continued to talk about the Justice Act and the reforms that are much needed, and related that to his own experience. Listen.
It speaks to the fact that we believe that the overwhelming number of officers in this nation are good people, working hard, trying to keep order in the communities. Communities of color, and people like myself, I've told my story several times, stopped 7 times in 1 year. That has been said a lot, but I was stopped this year driving while black when I got a warning ticket for failing to use my turn signal earlier in my lane change. And so this issue continues, and that's why it's so important for us to say that we hear you. We're listening to your concerns. The George Floyd incident certainly accelerated this conversation, and we find ourselves at a place with a package that I think speaks to the families that I spoke with yesterday who lost loved ones. We hear you.
It must be embarrassing for a U.S. senator to get a ticket for not signaling early enough when making his turn and being stopped 7 times in 1 year. Anybody else out there been stopped 7 times in 1 year? And not that Tim Scott has any problem with DUIs or any of the kind. He's a stand-up guy. He also did a press conference this morning talking about bipartisan agreement on the direction of reforms. Listen.
The issue of data collection, we're on the same page. On training and on grants and on using the resources of the federal government to compel and to encourage behavior in local departments, we're on the same page. On misconduct of officers, we want a department-by-department database locally. They want a state database. The president in his executive order speaks about a national database. We're on the same page. So the fact that some people enjoy talking about systemic racism, the fact that some people want to define everything from a racism, racist perspective, and we don't spend time on the definition of a word, but we spend time on the definition of the problem and the definition of the solution. When there's an overlap of 70-75%, when you start, you're in the right place. So I don't know how to tell people that the nation is not racist. I'll try again. We're not a racist country. We deal with racism because there's racism in the country. Both are mutually true. They are both true, not mutually exclusive. So I don't worry about the definitions that people want to use. It's good for headlines, but it's really bad for policy. We're going to focus on getting something done.
That is so profound and so important. And God bless you, Senator Scott. We are not a racist country, though there is racism in the country. It's like saying that it does not make a company incompetent or criminal if there are a few employees of a big company that are incompetent or criminal. And I think that distinction has been lost largely on the left, which seems to want desperately to instill a whole spirit of national guilt. Also speaking against that is a former D.C. police chief. He is, of course, African-American, District of Columbia, Charles Ramsey, who spoke about President Trump's executive order yesterday and his police reform program. We will get to that. We will also be speaking to David Henderson, a research fellow at Hoover Institution, who says the coronavirus lockdowns cost our economy more than they were worth in terms of saving lives. Mike Pence disagrees with them, of course. We will get to that as well on the Michael Medved show. And the big new program for the Metropolitan Transportation Authority in New York City to take care of homeless people on the subway. How'd that work out? We'll bring you up to date and much more on the Medved Show.
Michael.
Yes.
Your daily dose of debate.
You're trying to stir up some controversy.
The Michael Medved Show.
I love good movies, like a romantic comedy called About Time from 7 years ago. It's a great movie about romance and about family, really, and father and son relations, much more. Problem with it is there's a little bit of content you may not want to share with your children. That's where Clear Play comes in. When you purchase or rent movies from Amazon.com, particularly right now during this time of pandemic, Clear Play can set you up to watch the movies you want to see without violence, without profanity, or without other content that you would choose to remove. You make the settings up yourself. It's truly ingenious. Go to clearplay.com to learn more. And you can enjoy About Time with Margot Robbie, Rachel McAdams, and more. Check it out at clearplay.com because Clear Play loves good movies. This is Michael Medved, and I know you're worried, like everybody else, about the coronavirus and its impact on our future. Now, all the false, fake information spreading around the internet really does bother me, especially about the economy and how it impacts your financial future. I've always trusted Nick Rovich, who's the owner of AmFed Coin and Bullion, to advise me on the right moves. Nick?
With the government adding nearly $5 trillion in liquidity, the uptrend in metals is likely to accelerate. The problem is, the supply of physical gold, silver, and platinum is severely limited and likely to get a lot worse as various mints and refiners are closed. With my 40 years worth of connections, I can help your listeners acquire gold, silver, or platinum, even though many dealers are sold out.
Call Nick Rovich at 800-221-7694. That's 800-221-7694. Or go to AmericanFederal.com. 800-221-7694 and AmericanFederal.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens, and we're proud to promote amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Visit GCNLife.com for products like Luminesse. The Luminesse anti-aging skincare line restores youthful vitality and radiance to your skin, reducing the appearances of fine lines and wrinkles with stem cell technology. There's also Instantly Ageless, which works within 2 minutes, reducing under-eye bags, fine lines, wrinkles, and pores. Jeunesse has products to help you with how you look and feel in a very short time. Nobel-nominated Dr. Vincent Jampapa has designed several products helping the body perform better. Jeunesse products have a 30-day money-back guarantee, and they're available up to a 25% preferred price discount. See all of the amazing Jeunesse products at GCNLife.com or call toll-free 1-844-443-6637. 1-844-443-6637.
The former police chief in Washington, D.C., Charles Ramsey, and again, it's worth mentioning at a time like this that he is African-American, as a great many fine police chiefs are across the United States, and that has been a real blessing for our country and for dealing with the idea that somehow the police are an invading, occupying enemy army in black communities. Most black people, according to a powerful column today by Jason Riley, do not hold that point of view. He talks about the black silent majority. Could be that the former police chief in Washington, D.C., Charles Ramsey, is part of that silent majority. Listen.
I think it's important in moving in the right direction. Obviously, there are some things that need to be fleshed out. But this is a good start. And, you know, the acknowledgement that you need to have some kind of national database, de-escalation training, having, you know, teams of people respond to some of these calls instead of just police officers that have the expertise to be able to, you know, de-escalate and deal with people in a mental health crisis. Having some way of some form of certification or licensing of officers, that would certainly be at the state level for the most part. But, I mean, these are things that I think are very positive, moves in the right direction. I know Republicans and Democrats are each coming up and drafting more specific bills, but it gives me an indication that there's some way in which people can come together and come up with something that's workable and that's going to make a difference, and that's what's important.
He was talking about the executive order issued yesterday by President Trump. The main thing about that executive order is it makes it clear that if they are able to reach a reasonable compromise between the Republican approach and the Democratic approach, which is not all that different, frankly, and neither of them are supporting this defund the police or abolish the police idea, if they are able to come up with agreement on that, that President Trump will sign it, which is an important thing. Okay. One of the things that people are talking about with policing is, and this is, a Wall Street Journal has written about this, New York Times has written about this, everybody's written about this from every point of the political spectrum, that one of the things that people are talking about is getting social workers to deal with the problems of homelessness rather than police officers. That police officers are the wrong people to deal with the homeless situation. I've spoken to police officers in Seattle who say there's no duty that they like less than clearing out a homeless encampment. But of course, none of that has been happening recently. It's just in the midst of a pandemic and everything else. And, nothing has been happening in terms of an ambitious new program in New York City. We present you with one of our periodic Michael Medved homeless solidarity moments.
And now, another homeless solidarity moment from your cultural crusader.
Hallelujah, I'm a bum. Hallelujah, bum again. Hallelujah, give us a handout to revive us again. I don't like work, and work don't like me, and that is the reason I am so hungry. Hallelujah, I'm a bum. Hallelujah, bum again. Hallelujah, give us a handout to revive us again.
Okay, this has to do with a report from the Inspector General of the MTA, the Metropolitan Transportation Authority in New York. And turns out, as the New York Post reports, that the inspector general, whose name is Carolyn Picorni, has found that the MTA's multi-million dollar effort to reduce the homeless population explosion in the city's subways has been an expensive bust. Complaints about vagrants in the system surged after the agency last year revamped its $5 million annual effort to get the unsheltered out of the subways and into shelters. While homeless-related train delays continued apace, so the Inspector General's office found. The Inspector General's office's report describes this new effort to get the homeless out of the subway cars as very expensive and minimally effective. In addition to the contract, which was for $5 million, it cost $2.6 million in extra overtime on top of the contract. but 10-person teams of MTA cops and social workers. The social workers are there from the Contractor Bowery Residents Committee. Didn't do so well in getting transients to stop living on subways. They estimate that there are hundreds, perhaps thousands, living on the subways. For this one-year program at a total cost of close to $8 million, you know how many folks they actually lured out to go to shelter? Three. It's actually, they lure just three transients out of the system per station per night. Okay, so it's more than three. But when you're talking about swarms of people, this is pathetic. This is from the IG's report. On the nights that the Office of the Inspector General staff observed the program, dozens of apparently homeless individuals stayed on the trains for every one that accepted services. Despite the MTA's good faith program, delays related to homeless individuals continued their upward trajectory from the first half of 2019, the Inspector General reported. Incidents involving the homeless caused 100 delays per month in January and February. So that's three a day or more. The IG said that the last month of available data in February, the subway system received 550 complaints, nearly twice as many as a year ago. So all this money spent, the situation's gotten worse. Now listen to this. The effort, the Inspector General concluded, was primarily hamstrung by the MTA's limited ability to force homeless people off trains. In other words, they're approaching these people with MTA cops and social workers saying, hey, wouldn't you like to go to a nice shelter? We can offer you something nice. No. They got three people, one, they say, for every dozen that they try to approach and to deal with. And this goes to the core problem of what you're hearing about in terms of dealing with the homeless problem nationwide. If you take it away from cops and you give it to social workers, you're going to find a lot of people say, oh, thanks, but no thanks. I'm going to continue panhandling and living in my tent on the sidewalk. Sometimes laws have to be enforced. We'll talk about laws on the shutdown, the lockdown, and how well they worked out with David Henderson of Hoover Institution coming up.
The Michael Medved Show. MichaelMedved.com.
This is a pandemic survival alert and the most time-sensitive messages you will hear this year. You still have time to plant a one-acre crisis garden and secure a supply of your own nutrient-dense food. But time is running out, and it's one deadline you don't want to miss. Who should plant a crisis garden? Individuals, families, churches, communities, anyone or any group that sees hard times ahead. Let's face it, even the mainline media is talking about food supply disruptions and the growing number of grocery store workers who are becoming sick. But there's more. Meat packing plants are closing, mile-long lines at food pantries, and more farmers now in financial trouble. The truth is, growing nutrient-dense vegetables this summer may be the single most important thing you do. Go to SurvivalSeedBank.com and watch the new video to understand what we're really up against. Get free bonus seeds, special quarantine reports, too. Don't wait. Every minute counts. Go to SurvivalSeedBank.com. That's SurvivalSeedBank.com.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Trump wants to end the national tragedy of suicide among veterans.
My administration is marshaling every resource to stop the crisis of veteran suicide and protect our nation's most treasured heroes.
Fulton County District Attorney Paul Howard says he will issue arrest warrants in the death of Rayshard Brooks.
We concluded and considered it as one of our important considerations that Mr. Brooks never presented himself as a threat.
the former Atlanta police officer being charged with murder for the shooting of Brooks. Now, Brooks was shot after a struggle with police when police were called after Brooks was passed out in a Wendy's drive-thru. Brooks then stole the officer's taser and started running. The former officer then shot Brooks in the back. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
This is Fred.
Hi, I'm Fred.
Fred's a repeater.
I tend to repeat.
Fred has a business.
I do have a business.
And a problem. Fred repeats the same tired advertising over and over, and now it doesn't work.
Over and over.
But Fred is about to see a vision.
I'm seeing a vision.
Advertising on the Genesis Communications Network is the smart way for Fred to reach his potential customers with the most affordable national advertising rates, period. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just email advertise@gcnlive.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
On the Michael Medved show, there's an iconoclastic and very much needed, it seems to me, column in the Wall Street Journal by David R. Henderson and Jonathan Lipow. David Henderson joins us now. He is a research fellow with the Great Hoover Institution at Stanford University. He's also a professor of economics at the Naval Postgraduate School in Monterey, California. And the piece they wrote for the journal suggests that all of our efforts in locking down the economy in the country may have cost us more than they saved us. And this is based economically on putting a value on human life, which I guess if you're doing an economic calculation, you have to do. Is that right, Mr.
That's
Henderson?
That's right. And in what we economists point out, not just we in the article, is that everyone puts a value on human life. When you cross the street, you're putting a value on your life. And so what we have going for us in economics is we base the value of life, of what we call statistical life, on what people insist on being paid for taking extra risks. And then we can extrapolate that and get a number. And the number's pretty high. It's between $5 and $10 million per life.
Okay, that you're assigning to each life. Now, you cite approvingly a study that was just done at University of California at Berkeley.
Right.
And that study suggests that the lockdown may have saved up to 74,000 lives.
Right.
In other words, more than half of the people who have died it saved almost half of the people who have died so far.
Right. So in other words, I think about 120,000 have died. So this would say that it would have been at this point, or by the end, 194,000 if there are no more deaths, you know, something like that.
Okay. And for a lot of people out there, those sound like pretty big numbers. But what you're suggesting is that the damage to the economy may have done more serious damage to public health.
well, more serious damage, again, in a cost-benefit sense. So the cost of the economy has pretty clearly been now over $1 trillion, and that's not even counting what economists call the dead weight loss from the $2.2 trillion bailout that Pelosi and the Senate and Trump, you know, went for back in March. And so if you put a value on the number of lives saved, the 74,000 times approximately 5 million, because they tend to be older lives, people have less time to live, then you get a number for the benefit, and that benefit is around $250 billion. That sounds like a large number, but $250 billion is well below $1 trillion.
Okay.
It's actually even worse than that.
Go ahead.
It's worse than that.
Why is it worse?
Another study done in Germany said, okay, but these are live, these are deaths deferred. So if you open it up, and we've got to open it up, and we are opening it up. If you open it up, some of those people who were saved, say, in May are going to die in June or July. So 74,000 is an upper limit. And that doesn't even count the substantial increase in suicides we've had, because this is very hard for many people to deal with. I happen to be lucky. I have a job where I can write, and I can sit in my house, or I can sit in my office, because there's no one else in my building. But a lot of people aren't lucky, and they're trying to figure out how to live their lives, and some of them aren't doing very well.
What countries will handle this more effectively, you think, than the United States?
Well, it seems like some of the Asian countries. So what I've read is that Japan didn't have a lockdown. And if you've been to Japan, you kind of see when there's the flu season, people are wearing masks all the time. People don't hug each other. They bow. You know, I've started bowing instead of shaking people's hands. And they do all these things to kind of socially isolate without any government requiring it whatsoever. And, you know, they don't close restaurants, and so I think that has been more effective. Sweden has avoided a lockdown. Now, what they now admit is they didn't do a very good job of handling their nursing homes. They weren't as bad as Cuomo in New York, who insisted that nursing homes take people who actually tested positive for the coronavirus, but they at least anyway they didn't do a really good job, and they admit that. But that's where a lot of the deaths are in Sweden, as in New York.
Do you know what the economic impact has been in Japan without their lockdown? I know they didn't close schools.
Right.
Have they had less of an economic impact than we have?
I would predict one just based on basic economic thinking, but it's a good question to which I don't have the answer. I don't know. I think
okay,
we're
so
going to know in a couple
going,
months.
Sorry? Going forward, what do you recommend for the Trump administration and for the country?
Okay, so the Trump administration has very little say over this, as it should. It should have very little say. I believe in federalism. State governments have the power, so I recommend that every state government end the lockdowns today. What I would want the Trump administration to do is deregulate. The FDA has slowed down a lot of things. Get the FDA out of the way, the Food and Drug Administration out of the way, so people can test drugs and you know, have doctors test drugs, have various ways people can test drugs, and then if it looks kind of effective, start producing it and see. Because that's what we had before 1962. Before 1962, you didn't have to prove efficacy. You just had to show that a drug was safe.
Okay, do you think that there's a likelihood of a second wave that people are fearing in the fall, in October, say?
Okay, so remember, I'm an economist, not an epidemiologist, so take this with a grain of salt. I think there's a likelihood, but I think the second wave will be weaker than the first wave. And the reason, and now I am going to get into epidemiology, because of course I've been reading about it for the last 3 months, apparently most of these viruses mutate. And see, the virus wants to stay around. And if it kills the person it's on, it can't go to the next person. So it tends to mutate to a less dangerous, less fatal thing, so the person it's on can have it longer. And so I would predict some kind of mutation, and so the second wave is going to be weaker than the first. That's my economist playing an epidemiologist on talk radio.
Well, the conventional wisdom seems to be that it's going to be around. Coronavirus is going to be part of our lives the same way that flu is. It may be less intensely fatal than it is right now, and certainly is going to cause less economic devastation. Do you think we are likely to have a robust fourth quarter economy, as President Trump predicts?
I actually do, as long as he's willing to veto a bill that looks anything like the bill that he didn't have the guts to veto in March. I've written about this elsewhere. When they agreed in the Congress to put a $600 per week bonus on top of unemployment benefits, they made sure that over 20 million people would make more money by staying out of work than by going back to work. And so that expires at the end of July. Pelosi's bill, the so-called and badly named Heroes Act, would have extended that into January. You do that into January, and no, we're not going to have a robust fourth quarter. He's got to have the guts to say no to that.
Well, and again, you're hearing that from a number of Republicans. I remember that it was Tim Scott, Ben Sasse, and Lindsey Graham who were trying to stand up to that madness of paying people more not to work than people were getting at work. As an economist, David Henderson,
made a bad argument.
What was that argument?
They argued that people would quit in order to get those benefits, but you can't quit and get unemployment benefits. You've got to be fired or laid off. So they should have never made that argument. They set themselves up to be made fun of, which that guy who writes economics for the New York Times, his name I've forgotten.
Paul Krugman?
No. Reporter. But
David
anyway.
David Leinhardt.
What?
Okay.
No.
David Leinhardt?
No.
Anyway,
they set themselves up, and they made a bad argument. There was a good argument. It's one I made. I made it to Tucker Carlson, but he didn't have me on a show. And that is, they won't have an incentive to go back after they are laid off.
Okay, that is a powerful argument against any bill like that coming up. David Henderson of the Hoover Institution. Information about his column and his work at our website, michaelmedved.com.
The coronavirus pandemic has thrown our nation into somewhat of a chaotic situation, and we now find ourselves in completely uncharted territory. As usual, the media presents a confusing, often exaggerated portrayal of events. So where can you go for reliable information? The American Council on Science and Health, ACSH. ACSH is a 501c3 nonprofit whose mission is to separate fact from fiction and health scares from legitimate health threats. Their expert scientists and medical doctors have been communicating science to the public since 1978. At ach.org, you'll get answers to all your coronavirus questions. How does it spread? Should I wear a mask? Will there be a treatment? How can I keep my family safe? ACSH also debunks common myths, such as vitamin C being a cure. ACSH provides indispensable analysis in this era of disinformation. You can sign up for a free daily newsletter and contribute to this vital organization. Go to acsh.org today.
Have you had the chance to visit our partners at the Institute for Faith and Freedom at Grove City College? Faithandfreedom.com or click at the banner at michaelmedved.com. They're a top think tank in the nation for the application of faith and freedom. That's why I visit Grove City College every year to be part of their annual conference, speaking on more than a dozen different topics to a total of thousands of participants. I'm proud to broadcast this show from their campus every year when I'm there because it's such a wonderful event. Unfortunately, this year's conference was postponed due to the pandemic, but I encourage you to visit their website. All of their past conferences are available. You can catch my talks along with many other great presentations. Dr. Paul Kenger, Jonah Goldberg, Rick Santorum, Ross Douthat, Ralph Peters, Robbie George, and many, many more. Go to faithandfreedom.com to see wonderful presentations from the sharpest minds in America. Faithandfreedom.com or click at the banner at michaelmedved.com.
Today, many of us are paying attention to our health, and what we eat plays an important role. But so often, the water we drink is a mere afterthought when it should be a primary part of our daily nutrition. Real Water would like to change how you think about the water you drink and how it can play an important role in helping your body restore balance and reach its full potential. The key benefits of every bottle of Real Water are stabilized negative ions, balanced pH, detoxification, and it hydrates you like never before. And yes, it tastes great. Real Water is beyond alkalinity, and due to its proprietary process called E2 technology, it's the only drinking water on the market that can maintain a stable negative ionization, which means real science in every bottle. Order your Real Water today and take advantage of special pricing for this audience only by calling 1-855-REALWTR or visiting buyrealwaternow.com. That's 1-855-REALWTR or buyrealwaternow.com. Order now. 1-855-REALWTR or buyrealwaternow.com.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Have you heard what they're saying about Michael Medved?
Would you estimate him to be a product of selective breeding?
There is that possibility, Captain.
This is the Michael Medved Show.
Okay, there's a report that is much discussed, of course, and with the Star Trek in the future, that scientists have found that there are 36 alien civilizations. Intelligent civilizations capable of sending radio transmissions, etc., etc., in the Milky Way. And in fact, the people who came up with that assumption even suggest that the 36 different alien civilizations is the lower limit. It could be more. It says there are at least 36 intelligent alien civilizations in our galaxy, say scientists. All of this is based upon the so-called Drake equation, which is assuming that with 200 to 400 billion, that's a big number, 200 to 400 billion stars in the Milky Way, and that's just our galaxy, and our galaxy is one of countless galaxies out there, but that with 200 to 400 billion stars in the Milky Way, 20% of them are sun-like, and about a quarter of those have Earth-sized planets orbiting. And they also assume that practically all of these worlds are born with the right ingredients for life to arise already on them. And see, the one thing by this study is it's not really a study. It's a bunch of people looking at numbers and saying the old line that with all these billions and billions of possible planets, on some of them, life may have occurred. And the idea that that is the case is extraordinarily dubious. There's actually a pretty good piece in Forbes that is titled "The Science Behind a Ridiculous Headline." And the science is extremely dubious because the assumption that you would have water on many of these planets, that you would have all the circumstances for life, the one thing that they'd use as a sort of an excuse with this is that, well, because the closest of these planets may be 700 million something of that nature light years away. It's a very, very, very long distance. And they are suggesting that it is the nature, and they have no way of knowing, that is the nature of intelligent civilizations that they only last for a few hundred years. And Ethan Siegel, who writes about this in Forbes, says there may well be 36 alien civilizations in the Milky Way right now, but science has a long way to go before anyone, even the paper's authors, are convinced of that conclusion. And he says, if we're willing to make assumptions about how likely it is that life arises on planets with certain similarities to a young Earth, we can indeed draw conclusions about the likelihood of intelligent life throughout the galaxy. The only problem is that our conclusions are only as good as our assumptions, which we have no reason to believe are very good. And there's something else about cosmology that I think is fascinating. This is in the New York Times under the headline, "New suspect in cold case has long deadly record." And Shannon Hall writes, "It has long been our planet's greatest and oldest murder mystery." Okay, got my attention. Roughly 445 million years ago, about 85% of all species disappeared in a geologic flash known as the late Ordovician mass extinction. Wow. Stephen Graspy of the Geological Survey of Canada has figured out why that happened, he says. It's David Bond of the University of Hull in England has also combined on this. They say they've cracked the case in a study published last month in the journal Geology. Widespread volcanic eruptions, they said, unleashed enough carbon dioxide to heat up the planet and set off two pulses of extinction separated by 1 million years. If true, it places the first grand wipeout of life on Earth in good company, because many of the other mass extinctions are also thought to be victims of global warming. Okay, does this mean that we are heading toward another one? Well, actually, it seems to me that given the fact that we've had so many mass extinctions in the past that they're writing about caused by global warming, do you think that's because all of these primitive life forms and before the Ordovician extinction were driving around in too many cars or had polluting industries or were throwing all kinds of garbage into the air? What it suggests is that global warming and together with climactic cooling have been happening for literally billions of years. Billions of years. And the case that they make that this actually was responsible for the disaster in the Ordovician period. Okay. But it doesn't solve a problem in any profound way. I'll tell you, if there is a problem that you have finding something entertaining to take a look at, there is a new film. It's just been promoted everywhere, and it's easy to find on streaming services everywhere. And it was one of the better films of last year. In fact, it even got a little bit of Oscar attention. It's called Knives Out. And if you like a murder mystery in the style of Agatha Christie, you'll probably like it a lot. Listen.
Now it's time for MedVed's Entertainment Minute.
An aging novelist played by Christopher Plummer hosts a birthday celebration that has an unexpected climax in the mystery comedy Knives Out, now streaming for free on Amazon Prime.
We understand the night of his demise, the family had gathered to celebrate your father's 85th birthday. How was it?
The party, pre my dad's death. That was great.
That's Jamie Lee Curtis as one of the old man's squabbling children, along with Don Johnson and Chris Evans, while Daniel Craig is a scene stealer as a cunning detective from Mississippi, determined to find out who precisely is getting away with murder. Brilliantly written and directed by Rian Johnson, and full of ingenious plot twists and subtle clues, Knives Out is just about irresistible and very funny, too. It's rated PG-13 for some tough language and brief scenes of gore. 3.5 stars for Knives Out. out one of the better films of 2019.
This feature brought to you by the Thank Heaven Foundation.
And Knives Out almost surely is going to be producing a sequel with the same inspector from Mississippi, who was so well played by Daniel Craig as James Bond, who's actually shown himself to be quite a good actor, not just capable of Bond-like roles. And it may, in fact, be that Rian Johnson, who wrote and directed this film, who also did the most recent Star Wars movie, which was such a otherworldly success, that he will be back for new installments with some of the same characters. But be prepared. This is not a film for young children. There are moments of disturbing gore and lots of surprises, which I think a lot of people like from a murder mystery. Okay, tomorrow on the Medved Show on Thursday, everybody is aware that there are statues that are coming down everywhere, some of them in a disgusting way and an illegal way, with the police not enforcing any protection over this property, which is appalling to me. The idea that you allow people to pull down a statue, what went on in New Mexico, where they allowed the people to pull down the statue, and then they arrested the New Mexico Civil Guard that did not fire the shot that wounded the one individual, but they arrested this militia group that was there trying to protect a statue. Statue didn't deserve protection, but everybody deserves protection from chaos and vandalism. Once statues are gone, for better or worse, what's supposed to replace them? It's a real question. And there is another real question that is asked by the Wall Street Journal, and they ask the question about what is happening with the evangelical vote. And you might think, well, the evangelical vote, it's all for Trump. And they have a piece in the journal that says, ruling strains Trump hold on evangelicals. What are they talking about? They're talking about Neil Gorsuch, who, of course, Trump appointed to the Supreme Court, wrote a decision earlier this week that claims that a law passed way back in 1964 already provided hiring protection, a non-discrimination law protecting transgendered and gay workers. Is that going to be a problem for President Trump, that his justice voted that way and wrote the decision in the court? We will get to that and more in this greatest nation on God's green earth.
Let's talk about your credit cards. When you first start using them, it's a slow drip. You make charges, then more charges, then bills come, and they keep coming. When you open your statement, the floodgates come pouring in. You realize you have more credit card debt than you can afford, and you're barely making the minimum payments. Wouldn't it be nice to make one affordable payment and have all your credit card bills covered? Make this free call and learn our responsible way to get your credit card bills paid and under control.
Sponsored by Consumer Education Services, a nonprofit organization.
800-876-3643. 800-876-3643. 800-876-3643. That's 800-876-3643.
CESI is not a loan company. The establishment of a debt management plan may adversely affect your credit rating. Non-payment of debt may lead creditors to increase finance and other charges to undertake collection activity, including liquidation.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body Brain and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.